This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 4/26/2008, 5 p.m. hour.
We're involved with once before, right, Marie?
Correct.
Yeah, but I really think this is another possible Leo. And just because you were involved with one Leo and it didn't work doesn't mean that all the rest of the Leos get tarred with the same feather, right?
Okay. Correct.
Okay, but this looks very promising, and I expect that you may know him very soon, but worst case scenario, it would be August. He's not too tall. I'd say he's about 5'8", nice height, and he's in pretty good shape. I think that he's got a really funny sense of humor, and that makes him a lot of fun to be around. Again, I'm not predicting that you're going to quote-unquote marry this man or spend the rest of your life with him, but he does look like someone who you'd enjoy getting to know. And if you're still involved with him by the end of August, or if you meet him in August, if you're still involved with him by the end of February, call me back and we'll see where it's going.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Marie. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Now you get the hang of it. We have one line available, and we're going to talk with Joanne in Seekonk. Joanne, welcome to the program. Hi, Joanne. I see that you're born under the sign of Gemini, and what's your question for me?
My question is regarding my job outlook in terms of where you see my job future heading within the next year or so.
Okay. All right. Okay. Joanne, how long have you worked where you are right now?
It's going to be 8 years in July.
Okay. RJ, I need people's year of birth because that's the only way that I know generally where the planets are.
So I'm June 11th.
I know your date of birth, but I don't know the year you were born.
Oh, 1976?
Thanks. See, I don't reveal that on the air, but if I don't know if you're born in the 70s or the 90s or or in the 30s, your planets are totally different. Okay, so you were born in 1976. That was really important for me to know. And tell me again, how long have you been with the company that employs you right now?
8 years.
Okay, all right. So I have the Queen of Diamonds, which represents you. Now, right now, the planet Saturn is in the sign of Virgo. And I don't want every single Gemini listening to get scared, but when Saturn is in Virgo, it really is the worst place in the zodiac, as a rule, for the sign of Gemini. Now, here's what that means. Saturn is the planet that more than any other dictates the timing of events in our lives. And every 7 years, it comes into a place that can be stressful or demanding, but it can also represent tremendous opportunity. And so frequently, people get married or have a child or make an important move up in their career when Saturn is in a stressful place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturn's in a stressful place for you right now. And what that says to me is that this may be a difficult time for you to make the kind of transition that you hope to make.
Okay.
That simply means that you need to be patient, which is a word that's difficult even to spell for most Geminis.
Absolutely.
I have the card that represents you. And in the sixth house, which is employment, there is a four of hearts, which represents a change for the better. And up in the 10th house, which represents the place you're working right now, there's both the worst and the best card. The good news is that the best card is on the outcome. So,
okay.
You need to be patient. I don't think that you can move rapidly into something different. I don't even believe that you can move rapidly into a better position within your own company.
Okay.
But I think it's very likely that before the end of August, there will be something that you learn of, probably through another woman who you know, but who no longer works in the company where you are right now or never did, but is in a similar business. So it's through a woman. Oh, I think she may be a little older than you, but not terribly, maybe 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be a lead. Do you have an idea who I'm talking about even now?
No, the woman that I do know, she's pretty significantly older, actually.
Okay.
It's someone who I had formerly worked under.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Keep her in mind. You know, I may be underestimating her age. Maybe she's very vital and young-looking. I don't know. But keep her in mind because you are going to learn of something quite wonderful, and I think it could be available for you come August.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're
Marna.
Welcome, Joanne. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Betty on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, thanks, Betty. And I see you're an Aquarian. And what's your question for me?
Well, it's quite similar to the previous caller. I'm in a job right now which is, you know, pays me well, but I don't enjoy, and I really want to move on to something different. I'm feeling
sure. Sure.
Betty, about that.
How long have you been there?
At this job for 2 years.
That's not very long. How long had you been at the previous one?
5.
The reason that I ask is sometimes Aquarians will stay way too long in a job, especially if the boss is smart enough to praise you, even if he doesn't pay you. But you've moved more rapidly than that, and that makes me think you've got some pretty significant planets in places other than Aquarius. Aquarius is a fixed sign, and as such, can stay too long in one situation. I have the card that represents you, and you fall right up in your own 10th house. The 10th house is all about, in effect, being in charge. It represents being the boss. And the fact that you fall up there suggests to me that you've probably gone as far as you possibly can go at the company where you are already, even if you've only been there for 2 years.
Yes, I have.
And since you're still way too young to stick in one position and not have mobility, it is necessary for you to look elsewhere. The cards are gorgeous for you to achieve what you want. Gorgeous. Four of Hearts changed for the better in the place that has to do with money. And an Ace of Clubs representing a new opportunity coming along at any time between 1 to 9 weeks from now. Also, fabulous cards in the area that represents interviews. The only thing I need to tell you is to spiff up your resume. It looks dated.
Okay.
You need to redesign it. So it's not so much that you need to reword it. You just need to redesign it. Take care of that, Betty, and I think it's going to work for you. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have two lines available for you at News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here. Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 o'clock. Before I go back to the phones, I just want to take a minute to let you know there's a few things going on. Tomorrow there's a women's expo down at the Crown Plaza in Warwick, and I'll be there from 10 a.m. until noon doing instant readings. So if you're interested, come on down. I'll be doing kind of like what we're doing right now, only it'll be in person. Tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to be doing a book signing from 1 until 5 p.m., and that's at the J.H. Rowbottom Fine Art Gallery in Cumberland, Rhode Island. My husband, Robert Lamb, will be exhibiting his recent work. He illustrated my book, The Astrology of Great Sex. So you're cordially invited to come to that. It'd be my pleasure to meet you, and if you're interested in acquiring a copy of my book, I'll be happy to sign it for you. That's tomorrow, 1 to 5, at Rowbottom Fine Art, Mendon Road. That's 1590 Mendon Road in Cumberland. Let's get back to the phone. Steve in North Providence, welcome to the program. Hey,
hello.
Steve. Hi there.
Hello.
I see you're a Libra, and what's your question for me?
Oh, I just have a question about my finance.
Okay. Steve, are you working currently?
Yeah.
Okay, great. You are the King of Diamonds in my system. Now, Libra gets the best press in all of astrology. Did you know that?
I was unaware of that.
Now, what it means, Steve, is if you pick up any sun sign astrology book and you open to the chapter on Libra, it really sounds like you couldn't have done much better than being born under that sign. And the reason is that, first of all, it's an air sign. The air signs are signs of communication. And if you're comfortable communicating with people, it opens the door to relationships. Secondly, Librans come across as being genuinely nice people. And being nice, niceness, I think, is a quality that's bankable. It's marketable, like height or family name or money. So what I'm telling you is that when you meet people, most of the time, you make a good impression. And you can trust that to help you go forward. Now, when it comes to meeting women, it seems as if you're either very shy or not out there meeting people at all. What do you think? What do you say to that, Steve?
I don't necessarily agree with that.
You don't think you're shy?
No, not at all.
Good, and you go out a lot?
I do.
All right, well, here right in this reading, the King, which represents you, falls in the fourth house, which is at home or in your neighborhood, and the cards are not wonderful around any of the women. So let me look at it from a different vantage point. The fourth house represents your neighborhood, but it also represents the places you go to all the time. Do you pretty much go to the same places all the time?
No, I actually go to a lot of different places, to be honest with you.
Okay, I believe you completely, and my cards are telling me something that's kind of different from what you're telling me, so I feel confused about what's going on. Now, I can't do a full reading in any layout in this format, but these cards suggest to me that you have a decent job, and you live in an okay place.
Yeah.
So all I can say is I'd like to suggest that you ask your male friends, what's up? Ask them if they can give you any suggestion, because you're very young. You should be able to do very well, and yet I see you blocked at every turn. You're not meeting the right girls. I know that. Steve, have you considered taking any courses?
No, it's not. I was more concerned with the money.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, it's funny.
Oh, women aren't a problem.
Women are not a problem. No. Finances are the problem. Well, your cards say finances are not a problem, and relationships are. That's very funny.
That is.
So, what can I tell you? These cards do not show me any money problems at all, and what I would take from that is you've got to have many better days coming. I'm serious. There's nothing in this layout that suggests you have money problems right now.
Okay. Yeah, I don't, but I was hoping just to make more.
Oh, okay.
So I was wondering if that was in the cards.
Well, there's a four of hearts and an ace in your sixth house, so, you know, there's a possibility of change.
Okay.
But if your relationships are going well, be careful, because I don't know whether you're straying in your attention or what's going on, but that's where I was seeing problems, Steve.
Wow.
Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Janine in Somerset. Janine, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi, Janine.
Thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you. And I see you're born under the sign of Cancer. And what's your question for me?
I'm in the very early stages of starting my own business, and I was wondering what you thought of that and how it would go.
Okay, and how long ago did you begin it?
Oops, are you there?
Yes. How long ago did you begin the business?
I've started it diligently the beginning of this year.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's see what's going on in this layout. Okay. Are you still working at something else in addition to that?
I'm in healthcare.
Okay. Because your sixth house cards indicate that you have a job and one with which you are quite frustrated. Your
exactly.
10th house cards, which represent the business, look beautiful. Really, they look beautiful. You have three hearts and a diamond. Those are all gorgeous cards in the box that represents having your own business. And in the places that represent expansion and money, the cards also look good. There's just a snag at the beginning. It's almost as if there's some creative aspect of this business that needs to be resolved. It might be something that has to do even with the marketing or the promotion of the business.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a man who's involved closely with you in this project?
Not really. No one's involved in the business with me.
No one else is involved in the business with you?
No.
Okay. I see two men who seem to have something to offer you within this business. It may be that these are people who could be advisors for you. Once upon a time, I had a business, and I found it very useful to create a board of trustees. And I mean, board of directors, they weren't paid, obviously, enough. This was a little thing. But these were friends of mine who knew business. And we'd meet every few months, and they really gave me some very good counsel. So that might be something useful to you. But as far as how does this business look to me, it looks really promising, and I wish you the very best with it. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Sue in Warwick. Sue, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, Sue. And it's always good to hear from you. And I see that you're born under the sign of Pisces. And what's your question?
My question is I'm kind of dabbling into a couple of new ventures that I am hoping will be new careers,
right?
With the possibility of a move.
Okay,
I'm just wondering if how they're going to go. If I should place too much emphasis on them right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about them, so I'm hoping that they will.
Yes, of course.
So I'm just wondering. Never done this before, Myrna. So let's see what you can tell me.
Luckily, I've done it before, so
you have, and you're very good at it.
Well, thank you. I have the Queen of Spades, which is the card that represents you. And you fall in your own seventh house, which is the box of partnerships. And you fall next to a King of Hearts. So in a way, similar to my last caller, I sense a presence of another person around you who's very important, if not in the business per se, in encouraging you or backing you up emotionally.
Yes.
And that's great. You need that. In the place that represents the business, you have two diamonds and two clubs. Those are cards that represent potential and stability. Aren't those nice cards to have?
Ooh.
And in the place that represents the work itself, again, beautiful cards. So I'm very confident for you as well. I like what I see here. There's only two caveats. Number one, don't overinvest in the business. Go carefully, okay? Number two, it will have to go slowly. Knowing where Saturn is in your chart, having a sense of how it's affecting your horoscope makes me believe that you're going to have to take this slowly, and it could be a year and a half before you really feel that it's completely off the ground. So does it look good? Yes. Does it look promising? Absolutely. But you have to go slowly. Fair enough?
That's very fair.
Okay, Sue, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Myrna.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Lou in Coventry. Lou, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Lou, I see that you're born under the sign of Leo. And what's your question for me?
Two questions. I have one for relationship-wise and health-wise.
You've got to pick. I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Okay, relationship-wise.
Okay. And are you involved with someone currently?
No.
Okay. You want to know about meeting?
Yes.
Somebody new. Well, with the Queen of Hearts has just come right out of the deck with the Nine of Hearts and the Two of Hearts. Now, the Queen of Hearts represents two different people. In a way, she represents the person who would be the Queen of your hearts. She represents the person who fills what you're looking for. But she could also represent a fire sign woman, an Aries, Leo, or Sagittarian like you. And what's interesting is she falls with cards that suggest you have a reason to connect with her sometime in the next 2 months or right around the 29th of September. It might be the 29th of August. There seems to be an event that you will be going to, which, if not a reunion per se, it might be the wedding of an old friend, a party, an anniversary. So whatever you get invited to through the next several months, for heaven's sakes, make sure you go.
Okay.
Are you planning a trip with a couple of friends sometime after the end of May?
No.
Well, I'd like you to plan a trip with a couple of friends sometime after the end of May, because I think that you could meet her on that. And this looks like someone with whom you could have a really wonderful long-term relationship, Lou. So plan a trip and make sure you go to everything you should go to.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate
it. Okay.
We are coming up on news at the bottom of the hour, so I can't take any more calls right now. We have one line available for you at 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. And now it's time for the news on 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM with Laura Clarizio. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO and 99.7 FM until 7 p.m., taking your calls, making predictions using a deck of ordinary playing cards and a background in astrology. Let's get back to the phone. Sarah in Providence, welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. I understand you have a question for somebody else.
Yes, please.
And she's a Scorpio.
Yes.
And what's your question for her?
She is moving from New York City to North Carolina for a job soon, and she's wondering if her boyfriend is going to follow her.
Oh, dear. Okay, do you know his birthday by any chance?
I do. It's March 1st.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. So she is born under the sign of Scorpio, and he's a Pisces.
Yeah.
And Scorpio and Pisces are certainly very compatible. And I'm looking for the card that represents him. She falls in her own fifth house, which is romance. And he falls in a place that suggests he's not ready to do it right now. So she's going to have to recognize the possibility of a separation for a stretch of time. And that doesn't have to end the relationship. Partly what happened here is she made a decision that fit for her. I think she may have been hoping that he would do the same. And he may be willing. He has, in fact, three cards with him. He has an ace, a four, and a ten. All three of those cards represent the possibility of change, believe it or not. But he falls in a place in this layout that suggests he's not ready to do it as quickly as she will. So I would encourage her to trust there's still potential in the relationship, but not right away. And what's interesting is she may meet somebody else down in North Carolina almost at once and find herself questioning what she really wants. Okay, Sarah?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Jesse in Fall River. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Hi. I would like to know about my relationship with the lady that I'm seeing right now.
Okay, and you're born under the sign of Scorpio, and what's her birthday?
November 18th.
November 18th. So she is also a Scorpio. How long have you been involved with each other?
Off and on for 10 years.
Off and on for 10 years.
Yes.
Whew. Okay. Here's what happens when someone says that to me, Jesse. I find myself thinking that certainly you know what you need to know about her. Right?
Right.
If you don't know her thoroughly in 10 years, you're never, ever, ever going to know her. And the card that represents her falls right beside you, which of course says she knows you as well as she ever will. So I think the two of you have been playing some kind of back again, forth again game. In other words, that there were times when you were ready to get more serious and she wasn't. She was ready to get more serious and you weren't.
That's true.
So you've got this push-pull relationship, and it shows up everywhere. So many places that I look in this layout, there's a red card, and then a black card, and then a red card, and a black card. And that's the back and forth and back and forth. Do you have a child together?
No.
Good. Okay. All right. Look, when I look at this layout, I look at the seventh house, which is marriage and partnership, and it says, no way, not ready to go there today. But I look in the fifth house, which is all about love and romance, and the cards are very strong. What do you think you need before you'd be ready to say those four magic words, will you marry me?
In the past, I didn't. Right now, I do, and she doesn't.
That's exactly what I was saying. So what I guess what it comes down to is you're going to have to prove you mean it.
That's what I'm trying to do now.
Okay. She falls right beside you, and that indicates to me that there is the potential to prove it. But what I'm wondering...
Anytime soon?
Well, there's one more question that I need to know, or you need to know. Did she get involved with anybody the last time you split up?
Yes.
And is he still in the picture right now?
Yes.
He falls in her fifth house of love and romance with the Nine of Hearts, divine protection. She really thinks that you only want her now because you can't have her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she believes.
Okay.
So sometimes, Jesse, sometimes we lose. Now, I don't think it's all over and done with. But I think there's really only one thing you can do, and that is say, I'm ready to go get the marriage license and marry you tomorrow. I'll fly to Las Vegas. We'll do whatever, but I know I want you.
It's funny you say that because that's what I keep telling her. I want to get married. It is in Vegas.
Well, since I got that close to it, I guess there's still hope. Jesse, be patient, but also be persistent. That's
Thank
what
you.
Scorpios are like. You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Jancy in Providence. Jancy, welcome to the program. Hi there. Can you hear me?
I can.
I say, okay. And I see that you're born under the sign of Cancer.
Yes, I am.
And what's your question for me?
Well, there's a piece of property that I'm trying to buy, and it's just, I really, really want this house, but it's just been so frustrating that I'm wondering whether I should just walk away mm-hmm. or should I be persistent.
Okay, let's take a look. You know, many people believe that when you get stalled from doing something for mm-hmm. a long time, that there is some message in the universe to you.
Uh-huh.
And certainly I have observed that patterns tend to persist. But not all things should be backed from, okay? So
okay.
I have the Queen of Spades, which represents you. You fall in your own ninth house, which is the box that represents legal and professional advice, and that would include working with a broker. Are
okay.
you working with a broker right now?
Yes, I am.
And is it a female?
Yes, it is.
And she falls with you and with the Five of Hearts, which is good fortune. I think that she's trying to work out the difficulties.
Okay.
And when I look in the fourth house, which represents the property that you want, all of the difficulties are summed up in one card, which is the Ace of Spades, which is a headache. Not a major problem, just a headache.
Okay.
Now, there's a huge difference between a headache and an oil spill in the ground that requires bringing in a backhoe, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
It's not like that. So I would really suggest that you remember that cancers can be ever so slightly controlling and domineering. And if you really want this property, just be a little bit patient because I think you can get it.
Okay.
All right. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Carol in Johnston. Carol, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Carol, you got to turn off the radio.
I do have it
on. Oh, good.
I just want to know a question about my health.
Okay. And you're born under the sign of Aries. How long have you been dealing with a health problem?
This particular one, maybe about 3 months.
3 months. But there was something else before that?
Yeah.
And how long ago did that one begin?
Oh, maybe about 15 years ago.
Okay. And did it flare up again a couple of years back? Maybe three or four years back?
No. Yeah, this is altogether something different.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure that I don't get confused because cards can sometimes show and affect old scars.
Okay.
The Queen of Spades is the card that represents you. And in the second house, which is the human body, you have clubs and a heart. Those are cards of stability and good news. And in the place that represents any kind of treatment of real consequence, you have the Nine of Hearts, the best card in the deck. So if you have to have a health problem, these are cards that really are encouraging that, number one, you're getting decent treatment and that you'll respond to it appropriately. So when I look at this picture, I can't help thinking that as you get through August, you're going to know
Well, I'm having some surgery next week.
Yeah.
So I was just...
Yeah, well, the surgery's going to go fine. You get the Nine of Hearts in the eighth house, that surgery. And it may take you a while to feel that you've completely recuperated, but you will.
Okay.
You will in August, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Pat on a cell phone. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. I see that you're Scorpio.
Yes, I am.
And?
I have a question about selling some real estate.
Sure.
Selling my father's house.
Okay. All right. Did you live in that house when you were young?
Yes.
Okay. Is it hard for you to think about selling it?
Sometimes. I think I'm getting over it, but yeah, it's been a little bit difficult.
Did you put a for sale sign outside yet?
Not yet. The real estate agent is showing it to some people, but the sign is not actually out yet.
Okay. I need to warn you, because you're a Scorpio, the minute you see that sign put outside, it's going to feel like you've been stabbed in the heart. That's a warning.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, but Scorpio is extremely emotional, and it's when you see that energy outside there, that's what's going to make it come home. So you fall surrounded by clubs, and clubs have to do with the idea of seeing something that becomes real. So even the fact that people are coming to look at the house is not the same as driving back up your driveway with a for sale sign out in front.
Yeah.
As far as the real estate is concerned, you have an ace of five, a three, and four of diamonds. Beautiful hearts, beautiful diamonds. I think this property can sell fairly rapidly. I have a sense that you've put a realistic price tag on it, which is nice. And that this should go through fairly easily. There may be some things that still need resolution. How long ago did your father pass away?
A year and 4 months ago.
Is the estate now completely settled? Because there seems to be some piece that's not quite...
We keep running into problems.
Yeah, exactly. And that shows up in this eighth house. But I don't think it's going to affect the house per se, but there are some other things that are still tied up. And this will at least take a lot of pressure off you. Pat, it looks good.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 o'clock, taking your calls, making predictions with a background in astrology and a deck of ordinary playing cards. Before I go back to the phones, I'd just like to invite you to check me out on the Internet. My website is MyrnaLamb.com. That's MyrnaLamb.com. And from there, you find out that I write a weekly column. It's posted there. You can go from there to my other website, which is TheAstrologyOfGreatSex.com, or you can check me out on MySpace, where, in fact, we run podcasts of this program. So there's a bunch of stuff you can find out about my services in my office in Lincoln, where I do full readings, and also about Wednesday nights when I do instant readings just like these for nominal fee from 7 to 10. I stay by my phone and you call and I do a reading for you right away. Or should you want to make an appointment, same phone number for both, and that number is 401-333-7970, 333-7970. That's my office in Lincoln. Back to the phones here at WPRO. Let's talk to Laura. No, I'm sorry. Is it James who's in Brewster? No, it is Laura. Okay. Sorry for my confusion. Hi, Laura. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
And let's see, you have a question about your daughter?
Yeah, her marriage.
And her husband. Okay, how long have they been married?
17 years.
So it's a good long marriage, and I assume there's some children.
Mm-hmm.
And is your daughter the Gemini or the Aquarian?
She is the...
June birthday or the February birthday?
No, it's the September birthday.
All right, who was born in September? Your daughter?
Yes.
Okay, so she's a Virgo. And she's married to a man born in February, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So she's a Virgo married to an Aquarian. Here we go again. Virgos and Aquarians marrying each other. I don't know why they do that. I mean, he may be a wonderful guy and she may be a delightful person, but I'm not convinced they bring out the best in each other, do you think?
Right.
Okay. I have the card that represents your daughter, and at this point, I don't think she's so angry as she's just frustrated.
Okay.
And as far as he's concerned, the cards around him also indicate confusion. I wonder if he really understands what it is that has her so upset. And maybe he should know, but I'm not convinced that he does. The picture is not a bright one at this time. And if they want this marriage to last, I really think they need to get into some marriage counseling. I see your daughter as being very frustrated at this point and sad about it. And there's all kinds of other layers of possible stuff going on here that you are aware of and must not talk about, okay?
Right.
And, of course, whatever she chooses to do, you support her. You know that?
Correct, yeah.
And don't say anything unkind about him because you never know what might happen.
True.
But I will agree with you that they are a very unlikely twosome. It's been an awkward relationship.
Yeah.
But it's a funny thing about Aquarius and Virgo. They balance each other in some regards. It's just that when you put that together, these two people whose energies are so different from each other, friendship okay, business okay, marriage and partnership is really difficult. And I know there's lots of other Virgo and Aquarius couples out there saying, what are you talking about? Our life is terrific. Well, it can be if you're willing to acknowledge the other person is so different from you and not expect that person to behave the way you do. I'm not so sure that your daughter and her husband have been able to surmount that. And especially that they're at a point in their marriage where things began to crop up, especially 2 years ago, that they haven't yet resolved. And that's what they're going to have to do. So, Laura, it's a tough picture, but nothing you really can do here, as you well know. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Now it's James and Brewster's turn. Hi, James. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. I listen to your program every week. I think it's terrific.
Well, thank you very much. I think it's weird, but I love doing it. But anyway.
Yeah, well, that too.
So you're a Leo, and what's your question for me?
I have a relationship question. I've been divorced for 6 years, and I've been a little tentative about a long-term relationship. There are two women in my life. One is a Scorpio, and one is a Capricorn, and I'm close to both of them and have dated on and off and been intimate on and off.
Mm-hmm.
And just wondering if you see one of these people more in my stars than the other.
Okay, let's see what I can find out for you. Scorpio and Leo are two signs that respect each other, but again, it's not an easy relationship.
No, I've had one of those before. That's part of my caution.
but Leo and Capricorn is also an awkward relationship. So what that tells me is you go looking for relationships that are a little bit demanding. And
yes,
maybe you need
true.
That so you don't get bored.
It's kind of true, I think, yeah.
Now, when I look...
Like a challenge.
I think you do. When I look at the two women, the Queen of Spades, which would be the Scorpio, falls in your seventh house of marriage and partnership. But there's another kind of shadow of her that falls in the sixth house, and the sixth house represents the idea of a lot of effort. You have to put effort into the relationship with her.
Okay.
As far as the Capricorn is concerned, one shadow of her falls in the eighth house, which represents desire. And the other shadow of her falls in the seventh house of marriage and partnership. This I can tell you. Capricorn almost never hangs around for too very long when they know that there's a third player involved.
Okay.
So if she knows anything about the Scorpio, she'll be history before long. And as far...
A little.
Pardon me?
She does know a little.
Well, I'm warning you now. She might be willing to fight for you for a while because Capricorn is indomitable and they're very good fighters. But if she really thinks that you're, you know, messing around here, it's not going to work. Okay, so who do I give a slight edge to? Let me tell you, in the box that represents the Scorpio, you have one spade, one club, and one diamond. And in the box that represents the Capricorn, you have one spade, one club, and one diamond. It's a 50-50 split.
Oh,
it's too
goodness.
Soon for me to be able to call it.
That's kind of the way I feel about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, well then,
so.
For heaven's sakes, if you're not ready to make a decision and neither woman is forcing you to do so, for heaven's sakes, enjoy yourself. You have an abundance of riches there, James.
That's probably the decision. I love that.
Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Annie in East Providence, welcome to the program. Hi, Annie.
This is concerning my daughter. She's
yes.
a Gemini, May 14th.
Yes.
And she got involved with a man because she had a baby with him, but he had nothing to do with her whole pregnancy until he got the paternity test. His birthday's February 28th.
So he's born under the sign of Pisces, and
uh-huh.
your daughter is born under the sign
Gemini.
Of Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
And what day? She's a May birth? Her
yes.
birthday is May what?
May 14th.
May 14th makes her a Taurus, not a Gemini.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, don't confuse me like that. It's not fair. Okay, so the Queen of Clubs, I have the card that represents her. And he, again, you said, was born under the sign of Pisces. Now there's a huge difference. For Taurus and Pisces have a natural connection. The problem is that your daughter is a baby herself. She's
yes.
very, very young.
Yes.
Is the guy as young as she is?
No, a little older.
He's just a little older, not much. About 3 years older?
Yes.
Okay.
And you've heard... And another baby on the way.
Oh, gee. Does he have some kind of addiction issues going on?
Severe.
Yeah.
He's...
Hasn't she played around with drugs and alcohol, too?
Yes.
Of course. Oh, my goodness.
And I'm the one in a turmoil.
Of course
I'm
you are.
Aquarian, January 24th.
Okay, listen. All you can do here is tell your daughter that you're not going to let her live with you and support her and her two kids. If she wants to make babies with this guy, then she better go make a commitment to this guy, and the two of them should make every effort they can to make it work.
She's like his mother, because his mother left when he was 7.
Okay. Annie, I can't take any more details, honey. It's not going to change the fact. The fact is that he has severe addiction problems, and she does, too. And they all both need to be in counseling. And it might be for the best if these children were raised by other people. Annie, you know that, don't you?
The addiction.
No, not only the addictions, but can your daughter really raise these children, yes or no?
Not without my help.
Well, then, you are either setting yourself up for a life of raising the next generation, or you're going to consider the possibility of when this next baby is born, pulling some state workers involved and perhaps having these children adopted by somebody who can raise them. Because these two people, I'm not so sure. I mean, you know, I started to say, let them get married and work it out, and then I realized I'm nuts. These two people have addictions, and they're not solving their problems, and they're still so young, they don't know who they are, and now they're making babies all over the place. It's enough to make you sick to your stomach. I know this is terribly difficult for you, but don't play the Aquarian role, which is somehow to look beyond the absolute facts of the case. The facts of the case are these two people are addicts, and addicts are crazy people. That's what it is. Addiction is insanity. And now they're bringing babies into the world, and you think you're just going to stand around there and you're going to raise them, you're going to take care of them? Annie, it doesn't make any sense. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Jim in Pawtucket, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Myrna. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I hope I have as much luck. I love listening to you and the insight you get out of those cards.
Thank you.
I'm concerned about my job future. I'm in a company now that has moved me around because the president had a friend that needed a job.
Okay.
Obviously, no security. So I'm wondering what you see for me.
Absolutely. The King of Diamonds is the card that represents you. You are an Aquarian. And Jupiter in Capricorn is influencing your chart in a way that represents rewards for past good deeds. And as of the end of this year, it's going to come into your sun sign, which can be the beginning of a new 12-year cycle that's very positive in terms of career development for you. So the best thing for you to do is dust out their resume, really spiff it up, and start talking to people who you've worked with in the past. You've got beautiful cards in the third house, which represents going on interviews. You have lovely cards in all the places that have to do with your ability to connect with people in terms of being cordial, pleasant, charming, and in terms of your credentials. Everything that I see in front of me indicates you've got skill and potential. Jim, don't hang out too long. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the call. You know that music means we're out of time for this hour, but we have one more. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay with us here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM, because here comes the news on these stations with Laura Clarizio.